Peace of Christ be with you. I gotta say, I love singing with you. It's just beautiful. Hey, we've got some people who are visiting Hope College today. We wanna welcome you to our chapel. And I wanna give a special shout out to Warren Burgess, class of 1949. He's coming back here. It's his first time here for a while. We wanna welcome you back here, Warren. It's great to have you here. I also want to make one quick announcement that we have last year's worship CD is out today on Bandcamp. So check this out at Hope College Worship Bandcamp if you want a kind of a audio yearbook of last year's music. Check that out. A couple weeks ago, I introduced us to a series that we're going to be doing sprinkled throughout this semester with some of our professors and friends around the idea of big questions. One of the things I love about Hope College is that it's space, permission, where you have the leisure to ask and seek the answers to some really big questions. And I've asked some people to come and share with us some of their questions that have shaped their lives. And this morning, it's a great privilege for me to introduce it's one of my favorite people. The scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And Jeff Tyler has been that kind of man for me. He's an alum of Hope College. He's been in the religion department since 1995. He's one of the voices I trust because he always tells me the truth. Not always the truth I want to hear, mind you. But he tells it to me straight, and he's honest, and he has a mind of a scholar and a true love for Christ. Would you please welcome our beloved Jeff Tyler?
Well, hello, everyone. I'm speaking to you today from inside this space, which I'd like you to think of as kind of 2014 or the 21st century. And it's been the world I've known all my life. I feel very comfortable here. But you know, there are times when I get tired of the time I live in, with its problems and issues and questions. And sometimes I wish I could live in another time and another place. Sometimes I am trapped in the prison of the present, and I wonder what can set me free. Brothers and sisters, history can set me free. All right. Now I can see this entire beautiful chapel. I can see far. I can see wide. You know, the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10, tells us that the ancient Israelites had forgotten their history. They had forgotten what God had done for them in the past with disastrous results. And so in the spirit of that, I want to offer to you a kind of creed of Christian history. And it goes like this. God created space and time and history and placed humanity in that stream of history. History mattered so much to God that the Son of God entered history. And Jesus the Christ lived and died and rose again for us in history. And the Holy Spirit is working out God's purposes in history then and right now and in the future. So a few examples that relate to that creed. First one is that God has created each of you with history in mind. You have the power and gift of memory to remember your past, to have lessons and good experiences and sometimes bad that are part of your memory. You have collective memory, a memory you share with family members, with friends. We're sharing what will hopefully be a memory for you today here at Hope College. Even your very DNA holds the memory of your ancestors. So how important is history there? Here, another small sort of idea about history. Every time Jesus invites you to the table to partake of the Lord's Supper and the Mass, every time Jesus says, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. And not just the 2014 Jesuses that are floating around out there, but the Jesus of history, the Jesus who was there with his disciples on the night he broke bread. So imagine that as another kind of vignette. Even more so, the Acts of the Apostles, what we are studying this year here in the chapel. And we have to imagine that the apostles, they lived in a time, and many of us wish we did, when the Holy Spirit was doing so much. They were bedazzled and they were frazzled, trying to keep up with all God was doing in the world. But one thing they did every time something new happened is they rushed to Scripture and they searched the Scripture frantically to see what is God doing and what is God calling us to do. So even as all these new things were happening in the world, they were using the spectacles of God's holy history to understand what was taking place. Now, in addition to Scripture and the truth of Scripture, which is preeminent, we have the good fortune of over 2,000 years of Christian experience and history to draw upon to help us in this life, to keep us from being confined in the present. We even have 150 years of Hope College and Christians who have been faithful through those years and decades. I'm one of those people, and I have some memories from my student days. And I dare say there is a memory for almost every square foot of Hope College for someone out there in the greater Hope College world. So some memories for me. I remember, and this is a holy space here in the chapel, I remember though downstairs in the classrooms where I learned the history of Christianity. I learned about the faithful people through the ages, and it changed my life and gave me a vocation. And you have to imagine what a thrill it is for me to teach down there. I remember a different place. It hits me every time I walk by. It's the main staircase in Collin Hall facing DeWitt. And in 1980, I was on the third floor living up there, and I was rushing to meet Vicki, the lovely Vicki Wilson, down in the lobby. And I was rushing to the stairwell, and I turned into the stairwell, and I tripped, and I flew. Now, I have more vertical lift in those days than I do now. But I flew, and I should have crashed through the windows and splattered on the ground below. But I didn't. I torpedoed the railing in front of the window. And Vicki told me later, Vicki said, Jeff, that sounded like somebody had thrown a rubber garbage can down the stairs. And I said, Vicki, that was my head. So I don't walk by that stairwell ever without thinking about that particular moment. We spent that date at Hound Hospital where I got my eye socket stitched up. I remember being on the third floor of Lubbers Hall in my professor's office, and we were doing an independent study on Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And we were reading together in his office, and suddenly the door slammed open, and his wife came in, and she burst into tears, and she said, my cancer is back. And I can tell you, I wanted to turn invisible and slide out of that office. But they would not let me go. They enfolded me in their grief, in their fear, and in their love for Jesus. And I remember thinking later, wow, independent studies are intense. So, let's imagine this. Let's imagine the Holy Spirit back there in the time Scripture is written, gathering the wisdom and truth of Scripture. Let's imagine the Holy Spirit roaring through history, over the peaks and down through the valleys, gathering the experiences and wisdom of Christians through the ages, the 150 years of Hope College. Let's imagine the Holy Spirit circling this chapel right now. That roaring wind, those tongues of fire. And then let's imagine that all coming through and landing on you. At this moment, the Holy Spirit is weaving you into that narrative, that pattern of Christian history. Students will often say to me, "Dr. Tyler, I'm trying to find out what plan God, what my plan is, or what plan God has for my life." And I tell students, "That's good, but you know what? You have a part in God's plan. God has work for you to do in His kingdom, in His church, on this earth, right now. All of you have been called into that service by the Holy Spirit woven in." So, one of the things I do enjoy about the 21st century is the all-you-can-eat buffet. Hope College is an all-you-can-eat buffet. There are mentors and teachers here. There'll never be a time like this in the rest of your life. There are mentors and teachers here and experiences. There are classes and chapels and gatherings. There are mission trips and immersion trips and local churches, Bible studies, service projects. There are all these ways for you to grow into your faith and to be woven into God's work in the world. So, brothers and sisters, this is the moment. Seize that moment. Reach out and grab that history. Feast on it. Be careful on the stairs in Collin Hall. And brothers and sisters, go now and make history in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.